come read the verse before.
This is from Matthew chapter 1. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And all this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God with us. God is with us.
Good morning, Charles. Just we read the scripture from Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 to 23. So last couple of weeks we had lots of names of the God, like El Shaddai, Yahweh Yireh, and Emmanuel, Jesus, the Most Highest, blah blah blah, many. Yeah. So among them, I chose the name of the Lord Emmanuel, which is God with us, all the time in all the situation, God with us, forever and ever. So Emmanuel, before Emmanuel, before he born in this earth, before the Jesus, before he came in this earth, the prophet Isaiah, he prophesied like around 750 years ago, before Jesus came to this earth, he prophesied. The prophet Isaiah, before Jesus was born, in Isaiah chapter 7, verses 14. So I would like to read that shortly. So, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. So this was the prophecy that the prophet had prophesied before 750 years ago. And the prophecy was fulfilled in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 1, verses 23, that we read just before. So now the word Emmanuel, this is the name, and which says the God with us. Emmanuel is the name of God and who is with us. And no matter in any situation, Emmanuel, God is with us. But sometimes we forgot the Emmanuel and the meaning. We forgot Emmanuel, the God with us. We forgot because this is the nature of the human beings. And sometimes I did in my life also, if some kind of situations really, the situation overcomes me. But do not be afraid. Like, do not be afraid or lose our hope in any situation. But Emmanuel, God is with us. Remember, Emmanuel, God with us. So, when I go through this name, Emmanuel, I remember one of the book I read when I was a teenager. I read a book. And there was a girl named Tara, but she doesn't like to mention her address and where she lived because she wants to hide from his relatives. She don't want to lose her life. I read her story, the life testament. She's from Pakistan. She was beaten and persecuted by her father because of Christianity. And she was thrown unconscious on the floor of her room. At night, she heard a voice, Emmanuel. At night, actually she was thrown by beaten and unconscious. And at night, she heard the word Emmanuel. Again, she heard the word Emmanuel. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, all over her room. Just Emmanuel, just Emmanuel. She came to be conscious and she felt herself with a fresh anointing. And she tried to move her head, but because of the bleeding, the blood, clotted blood was with the hair and stuck on the head and she could not move, but she was still listening the word Emmanuel. There is nobody. The door was closed, but she heard the word Emmanuel. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Finally, she could move her head and she woke up and she was filled with the courages and she was led to be run away from the home, but the door was closed and she opened up her window and she ran away from her father's home to be far and far. So I don't want to say the whole story, but only this once. She is alive now. She is doing God's ministry, but she is not in Pakistan. She is in different country. So the word Emmanuel, it has a power. Why? Because Emmanuel is the God with us. The God with us. Doesn't matter whatever and whatever we have, the God with us. So I really encouraged when I read that book. I was a teenage girl, and from her testimony, I could know the Emmanuel, God with us, and relief in time of suffering. Emmanuel, God with us, in time of fear. Emmanuel, God with us, and strengthened in time of danger and guidance in time of decision. So Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, the prophet Isaiah prophesies the birth of the son whom he will be Emmanuel was fulfilled and he is with us, Emmanuel. So personally in my life, I had one experience about the Emmanuel, God with me, in me. God is in me, like Emmanuel, God with us. How I got an experience in my life was, well, life was in one day, like past September. I could not share the situation to others because it was personal, not between Amos and me, but in my family. It was really very worse. And I said, oh, what happened to me? Like crying. And I could share with Amos. And Amos knows that situation. And he prayed with me. And I prayed together. Say, Emmanuel, God with us. You know this situation. And please help me. I was struggling. It was really very hard for me. And full of suffering with sorrow and worriness in my life at that time because I had the personal family issue. And so it was like great turmoil for me. that I could not share with the other friend, that I have to deal with myself. So it was really torment, and I could not share that one. But I felt like kind of depressed because of that things, because I could not share with other, and I don't like to share with other, and I am struggling myself, and it is that like kind of mentaling, and not I cannot go and do like fixing car, because it was the situation was like that. So I pray. First day I pray, same thing, I was really worried and depression. Second day, second night, I could not sleep. I went to my work, I did my work, but my mind wasn't there in my work. Tears comes out. I called Amos, but I could not speak with him. And the third night, I was praying and praying, Lord, you Emmanuel, God, with us. Emmanuel, God, you are with me in this hard situation. And I prayed and prayed. I proclaimed the word of God from the Bible. Then, and later, it was morning time. I felt sleep. And after 2 hours, when I woke up, it was 7 o'clock. But I felt the difference. I'm really, really. And let's give thanks to God. Amos, be with me. And he got up and we really prayed. Just when I began thinking that kind of situation and lots of the saying before, when I think, I feel depressed and I feel angry, like very much. And then I remember, I feel like laughing. Oh, that's nothing. I feel easy because God gave me power to overcome. Emmanuel, really, he is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. And I feel really Emmanuel. And I chose this name, Emmanuel, because I had that experience. So he is Emmanuel, God with us, because Emmanuel comfort in time of loneliness. Sometimes the people, we are the human nature. Sometimes we feel like, though we have many things, but we feel loneliness, sorrow, suffering. But Emmanuel, relief in time of suffering, in time of sorrow, and guidance in time of decision. Yeah. Like the Tara, I told her the life testament. She might be killed if she wasn't ran away from her father's home. But at that time, Emmanuel, the voice, the God with her, gave her the guidance in time of decision. Yeah. And protection in time of danger. I was really depressed, and 3 nights and 3 days I could not sleep. I feel like I was a little bit worried. Oh, I might be depressed, so I don't want to be a mental person. I don't want to be a depressed. But I don't know how can I hold this all thing, because I could not share with others. It was personal for me. I shared everything to the Emmanuel. Emmanuel. So Emmanuel is the protection in my danger time. And everybody, and courage in fear, so peace in the turmoil, rest in the weariness, strengthened in time of temptation, and he is Emmanuel, God with us in our midst forever and ever. There is no end of his presence, Emmanuel. Just behold in him and trust for your whole life. He is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. He is Emmanuel, God with us right now in our midst. God with us all the time. Bye.
We have a little bit of time for sharing in just a moment. And I'd like to encourage us to spend a moment or two reflecting on what Roma was preaching about and thinking about times when God has been with us. We've especially felt that sense of God being with us, and try to focus any sharings around that idea. We do have one requested sharing, and I'll invite that up after a moment. But why don't we just take a moment to be thoughtful and reflect on that.